This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, Carol Baskin got herself back in the news. She's going after someone else with cats.
Isn't it weird how when you say that, you almost think, I need to say who Carol Baskin is now, because that was so March.
A couple months ago.
It's March, April.
5 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, if you like Tiger King, you may hate her or love her all the same.
She's the antagonist that
she
needed.
Is.
You can't have a store without a villain.
Yeah. It's who true. Killed her husband and made barbecue at him.
Yeah.
Well, the new video, there's a song that's done by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. It's very sexy if you haven't seen this video.
Can we play audio?
Ooh. It's
probably too dirty.
It's very dirty.
Has Cardi B ever done a song that doesn't mention ass and tease?
This one's about sex.
I can't remember who she did the one song with, but in the video, she's painted like a tiger, and they're bumping asses together. It was a woman.
That was with, I know the one you're talking about. It was thrilling.
Thrilling.
It was. Like that. I had sung about going to the zoo that day, but after watching that one, I was like, no.
Uh-huh.
I could turn it where we could watch it, but I don't have any clearance.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. But why is she mad about Cardi B's song?
So the song is called WAP, and it features exotic cats, and Carol's not cool with that, even though it looks like these big leopards are shot on green screen and inserted into the video. She's not cool with Cardi B using the cats, because she says they probably dealt with one of the big cat pimps who makes a living for beating, shocking, and starving cats to make them stand on cue in front of a green screen in a studio, and that's never good for the cat.
What does WAP mean?
Oh, I just figured it out. It's an acronym.
Uh-huh. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
You got it, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. I feel good about myself. I'm so hood.
Just did it.
Let me ask you something about these fingernails. How do y'all ladies do anything with fingernails that are 3 inches long? I mean, you can't do anything. Wiping would be difficult.
It would be impossible.
Even putting your jewelry on is hard when you have really long nails.
And they have bunches of jewelry. And big rear ends.
Little things are difficult.
I don't need to watch this in front of
you. Think Cardi B, I'm not making a joke here. Do you think Cardi B farts really loud?
Well, yeah, she does on her Instagram Live. Oh. She'll tell you she did too.
Wow. She'll be like, I farted.
It's very sexy. I just watched it.
And then she'll fuss at people, you know, say, don't get on me. Y'all fart too.
Yeah. I don't see any lions or tigers yet.
Well, Kylie Jenner's in it too.
Oh, wow.
She looks very, that's the whole, you know, leopard thing. But Carol adds that the worst part of this is to glamorize the idea of rich people having tigers as pets. So there's a tiger and a leopard in there, I think.
Shut up. What about the snakes? I don't hear Jake Snake Roberts.
Nobody's upset about the snakes.
Getting mad. They're humping the floor now in what looks to be some kind of fun factory.
Yeah, it looks like a fun factory.
Did you see the water fountain? The water was coming out of their breasts.
Uh-huh. It was.
That's what got me from the beginning.
Oh, there's her.
Yeah.
You tell, that ain't natural, man. Good Lord. Kylie Jenner?
Yeah, she's stacked. The other one's the skinny one.
It's such a... Like, and with her, like, she's the one that sells makeup or no?
I think she's the one.
Yeah, she's the makeup.
See, you're totally setting up these little girls to sit there and think that that's, it's just awful self-imagery. And I know I'm the last person who should be saying that, but God, man, this is weird.
I need a shirt like that.
You do.
I don't know where, I guess you can just see that on YouTube, but I don't know.
But even with the filters on, like, Snapchat and stuff, like they make you really attractive, and it's like I think it's given men and women, but probably women more just awful self-esteem about themselves.
It doesn't help things to do that. It doesn't help things at all.
Oh, here we go.
Good Lord.
As you see, do you see some women on the internet who will not post an unfiltered photo because it's been so long since they have now they just won't do it. They can't bring themselves to come to terms with what they actually look like.
That one girl you're thinking about, I think she actually got dog ears added to her head.
She might have. She may have.
It helps.
Yeah.
I know I need them.
God, man.
I mean, that is a very sexy video. Should I go on?
Just like,
well, I mean, you know, it's probably, I'd be bored if I was listening to us watch TV.
All right. So there's a new video game out there where you can virtually go around the house killing spiders and shoot them and, you know, torch them. So if that's what you want to do. It's called Kill It With Fire. If there's spiders.
What's the song?
Nah, I want to play that samurai game. That's the one I want to play.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got buddies playing that. They say it's great. It's like a Red Dead Redemption, but samurai times.
So not only can you kill the spiders with fire, you can use the game controller to use dynamite, variety of firearms, just to go through the virtual house and killing spiders.
Wait, are they like little spiders like you could step on? Or you just want to kill them?
You can kill them with fire. That's why it's going to kill it with fire. You're torching everything.
Is that a video game or a phone game?
It's on Steam, so it'd be like a Windows platform PC game.
Yeah, Steam's got all of them.
Yeah, I ain't into that.
Or Origin.
I only want to play video games with a controller in my hand.
Yeah, there's somebody. The guy's got like a can of... Well, now you got guns. You're shooting the spiders.
I get a can of Whoopass?
But at one point, they had like a can of WD-40 and a lighter. Now you're throwing dynamite with timers. Now you got remote charges. Mm. Now you're back to the WD-40 and the lighter.
Throw your Molotov C-tail.
It looks like it'd be a little madcap fun game.
Just go to Oregon and do it for real.
No. You don't want to do that.
So it'd be fun.
Well, if you're a cat person... I hate to say crazy cat people because there's people out there and I don't want to offend them. But if you happen to be one of those persons and you need to get out and do some dating, there's a dating app for you now. It's now called Tabby and it launched on Saturday for International Cat Day. And it's specifically catering people who have cats and love to be with cats. So you can meet people on Tabby.
Don't you think it's probably just Match, and they just change the algorithm or the filters to people who just have cats, and it's the same thing?
Yeah, probably.
Because, I mean, that's got to be real difficult. They probably own the Christian one, too.
You think the same company Pieces owns all these little dating sites that are catered to certain small groups of people?
Yeah, because it's like Facebook owns Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense if somebody started all these little dating websites. They're just making money hand over fist.
You know who owns Angry Birds? Chick-fil-A app.
These lonely, lonely people.
They bought that one.
All right.
People are lonely, and you can make a lot of money off lonely people being lonely.
Well, maybe this would be...
Teach me.
It'll help cat people find other people that need love, too.
Yeah.
You know, like dog people or snake people. They can meet each other.
Yeah, that would make sense. I think most people are dog people. And then a lot of people are cat people. But when you get into, like, reptile people, now you got a niche market for a dating site.
You need, like, snake people because then you can, you know, you can have your snakes together. And
hey, can I let this snake out while we bang? Is that cool?
Yeah.
He's just going to slither around the room.
Yeah, but if that went in a different direction.
It's not good.
And she's into that. That's really, really weird.
Well, I wasn't expecting that. We might want to curtail this.
Yeah.
I want a cat person now.
Oh, man, you're really good. I'm in the bathroom. What are you talking about? That ain't good.
I want to find out more about this company that started the animal dating sites.
You look and see.
I'm looking into it.
Well, you can find it on Google Play and the App Store. So
he'll find it three or four different sites.
TabbyDates.com.
He already downloaded it and got his first date.
I'm looking for the company. I want to know about the company's background.
I want to know about Snake.com.
Who's running this?
All right. So there, Taco Bell, there's a new thing on the menu that's in California, Anaheim. Not here yet. They're selling chicken wings at Taco Bell going out of the box, literally.
Well, my Taco Bell is inside of a KFC or vice versa.
I don't have one anywhere near me whatsoever at all, not remotely close, nowhere. No.
Move near me.
So they were moving around a little bit, doing different things on the menu, and they were selling French fries a few years ago. So now in L.A., they're selling crispy chicken wings.
The nacho fries seem to have been very popular when they had those around. If they might still have them, I don't know.
Them Cinnabon balls are freaking awesome.
Yeah, they are.
But now they're testing this so they can start doing what, like nacho wings?
Yeah, but do you remember?
I come
from a time when Wendy's used to have a buffet. And on that buffet, they would have weird things like burritos, tacos, and spaghetti.
Yep.
Chili, too.
And chili.
Yep.
So these are five bone and wings, drums and flats for $4.99.
Remember when you could go to Quincy's as a kid and you could get all them fried chicken wings on the bar for just the price of a buffet? Because chicken wings used to cost nothing and now they cost an arm and a damn leg.
Yep. And I mean, McDonald's tried this and it didn't work.
Yeah.
McDonald's tried wings?
Yeah, they did.
Well, these are crispy chicken wings with a bold Mexican seasoning and they're served with a side of spicy ranch sauce.
McDonald's tried a bunch of things over the years.
Didn't they get the wings because it was around the Ravens and the Niners Super Bowl? And I think there was a big story about Flacco always going to McDonald's, and he said he wanted wings. And I think they got wings because Joe Flacco wanted them.
Yeah, doing something besides Joe Flacco is a bad idea. Mighty Wings. They were called Mighty Wings.
And they ended up with like millions of pounds of them.
Yeah.
There's nobody bought. I don't even think they were boneless.
Chick-fil-A.
No, they were just wings.
When I used to, when I was in service at Chick-fil-A, they had chicken queue, and it was barbecue chicken. And it was a barbecue chicken pulled chicken sandwich, and it was delightful.
Sounds really good.
It was chicken wonderful. Queue? I've worked at Chick-fil-A, got a free meal. I always went with the chicken queue. Think about that. Uh-huh. It was great.
Was this a secret menu item?
Nope. Okay. It was a real thing. They took that off the same time they took away lemon meringue pie and the carrot and raisin salad, which pissed my mom off.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Carrot and raisin salad was good.
I ain't ever going to darken the door there. She's been hundreds of times since.
Sure.
I ain't going back.
The Mighty Wings sponsorship included Joe Flacco, Kaepernick, and Victor Cruz.
Oh.
The NFL's boldest playmakers at that time.
At that time. Two of them out of the league. One may as well be.
Yeah, they all three are gone.
Well, let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we?
Celebrity birthdays.
Kylie Jenner. Speaking of.
We're just talking about her.
24. I know she was the youngest female billionaire.
25, then.
23?
You're correct, sir, fat boy. Kylie is 23 today.
Oh, you were knighted?
I think Brody's 37.
Oh.
Brody Jenner?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, that game you're talking about earlier, Ghost of Tsushima, fat boy.
Okay.
The samurai game. I had several people text in to ask what it was called.
How do you spell Tsushima?
Tsushima. It's T-S-U-S-H-I-M-I. Tsushima.
Oh, I would have been way off on that one. I would have ended up downloading a song by Phil Collins. It's a studio. Thank you.
Riddick Bowe.
Big Daddy.
Yeah. Didn't he get hit in the balls a bunch of times?
I don't know. On camera?
I think so.
Oh. I want to see it.
Riddick Big Daddy Bowe. His biggest fight was when he beat Evander, right? He beat Evander and then
1992.
Yeah, the big rematch where Evander beat his ass.
Riddick Bowe fought Andrew Galata, and Galata kept hitting him in the grapes. I remember random stuff from a boxing match in 1996.
I got it.
No, let me kind of turn it around. All right, I love Bowe. Oh my God.
Yeah. He got waylaid in him.
That guy and Galata should have been removed.
Well, he already got knocked out by a slice of pizza before that. Galata did.
Watch it. It wasn't just once. He just boom, boom.
Couple
three times.
I would have been down on the first one.
Yeah, that was after. Remember, Galata got beat up by Tyson, and then he had the stuffed crust pizza ad where he turns the stuffed crust pizza around, hits himself in the chin, and goes down.
Oh,
he got knocked out by pizza.
Who was the large black boxer that had like this crazy win over somebody, and then he died shortly thereafter? Almost like a Riddick Bowe type.
I don't know.
I'll have to look it up.
How would you Google that?
Biz Utterbean? I don't know. You don't you want to see boxing with just ball hits?
No.
That's all it is.
I don't think it'd last long.
It's just ball punches.
Are they wearing gloves?
Yeah. And they can probably wear a cup, but, you know, like UFC with just nut punches.
Who would volunteer for that, though?
I mean, a lot of money.
Pigskin punishment.
Here's the
foreskin punishment.
The Galata thing. He fought Galata twice, and both times Galata was disqualified for multiple low blows.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He also fought Holyfield three times and beat him twice.
Hmm. That's a tasty dessert.
Anyway, I will say he is 52. Riddick Bowe.
55.
Well, like 56.
Riddick Bowe is 53 today. Antonio Banderas.
Oh, it's Puss.
Desperado.
Puss in Boots.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
63.
61.
Four.
Antonio is 60 today. Tugboat, the Shockmaster.
Oh man.
Uncle Fred.
Yes. Fred Ottman.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Such a mark. Tugboat, I got my balls busted so hard in middle school because I was talking about wrestling and I said,
Does he look like him?
No. Wind out of my sails, gone. No, I was talking about Tugboat, and my so-called friends thought I was talking about G.I. Joe. And when they found out that I was talking about wrestling, they made fun of me. And I was like, so it would have been cooler if I was talking about action figures, you dicks?
Yeah, Shipwreck was the G.I. Joe who looked kind of like Tugboat.
Yeah.
He had on the sailor's hat. And so, yeah, it was Shipwreck.
And then I blew their mind, and I said, Sergeant Slaughter's both.
Yeah, oh. He is.
But anyway.
Then you said he never served.
That's true. Stolen Valor. It's tough to say. Tugboat, 66. I'm surprised he's still with us.
One half of the natural disaster, 65. Rest in peace, John Tenna.
John Tenna.
63.
Tugboat is 64 today.
Hmm. Oh, that's the music. That was his gimmick. He wasn't like the ship's captain. He was like just a ship's hand.
He was the only like great big monstrous big fat monster guy that they always tried to make him into a good guy.
Yeah.
He was rarely the bad guy, and he was huge, scary dude. He should have been the bad guy.
Shockmaster who fell through the wall, the biggest botch in wrestling history.
Wearing the glitter stormtrooper helmet.
Then what was he in? He had a different name, too.
Typhoon.
Typhoon, yes.
He was talking about that he was Typhoon, because, you know, Typhoon and Earthquake were the natural disasters.
Yeah.
Well...
Happy birthday.
There you go.
Yes. Rise Guys Headlines stopped by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Jimmy, King of the Marks, what was the Shocker's true mask?
It was a Stormtrooper helmet.
It was a Stormtrooper helmet that they added glitter to.
Yeah. Ole Anderson was his voice.
Sting. Oh,
God. And British Bulldog said he fell flat on his arse.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody hated Ole. As they hate Cowboy, they hate Ole.
Yeah. He was very nice to Jimmy and I. Ole Anderson was.
He was.
Yeah, he never got up. He just sat there, but whatever. We'll take a break. We come back more Rise Guys right after this. Morning.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318.
2414318. I forget, what is that a parody of?
8675309.
Oh.
Jenny.
I got your number on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw your name on the Campbell's covered bridge. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I call you behind your back.
You name the C word.
You know, originally the FOF line was created to lessen the stress of folks. A lot of it was road rage at the beginning. It was work rage. It was, relationship rage. and then COVID, and then protests aplenty, and then everything, and then masks.
Yeah.
Good Lord. So it's been a little bit of that here lately. We'll find out what happens now. We're going into the first half. Nine, what are you expecting here as we go into the first half of this week's FOF line?
I have no idea what to expect. I expect that Fat Boy won't catch any hell.
You know, he usually never does. I said before that I would do the FOF line to see, and then I realized I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I don't even know the code to check the voicemails.
It's like if you're the guy who throws the switch on the electric chair,
mm-hmm.
are you going to stick your arm on the chair every now and again just to feel the pain too?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Hell no.
No.
This ain't that, though. That's a horrible comparison. It's not even apples to oranges. That's like apples to chimpanzee
greens.
Skulls.
Thank you.
Apples to me kicking your ass.
864. There's going to be some ass kicking.
Apples to fantasies, maybe.
Hope so.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
To the f***ing scumbag who stole the tips from subs on Blackstock Road yesterday afternoon. A big f*** you, ass.
Oh, man.
Hey, you leave them alone. Those are good people. That's a good family from New Jersey, and I know them, and they're good people, and they'll whoop your ass, too.
I almost wish we hadn't bleeped it out.
I know. It was
Monster Subs.
It was Monster Subs, yeah.
Don't leave them alone. They're good P1s.
I think that was Joe on the phone.
I don't mind if you steal from non-P1 businesses.
I know. You don't leave them. They make damn delicious sandwiches, and they're good people, too. They're real nice people. They're really good people.
They're nice people.
Why would you steal from them? They're so good.
They
I don't think you got anything to worry about now.
Well, hell, they probably give you something. If you ain't got to steal it, they're nice people.
Just go in there and say, hey, man. Well, let's not say that.
No, don't do that. No.
But don't steal.
Yes. What about your commandments, people?
You got a line of people wanting food.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if you're hungry, just go in there. But people take advantage of that.
I
would never.
We'll just leave it at don't steal.
Don't steal. We'll leave it at that.
I mean, if you're going to steal, steal from a giant corporation, not a family-owned business.
How about not steal at all, people?
Well, sometimes if you're going to.
Yeah, like from the government's fine.
Yeah, if you're going to steal from Wall Street, that's fine. Nobody would care if you rob Merrill Lynch, but don't do it from a small business.
Yeah. And the mom and poppers, leave them alone.
Yeah.
They're getting hurt enough.
Like rob Jeff Bezos, he wouldn't notice.
Yeah, and do not rob farmers either.
No, that's not nice.
Oh, used to so much.
Yeah. 864-241-4318. The second call of this week's FOF line.
To the soda and mask boy. You for your half-ass listening, you fake-ass wannabe P1. Cherry Coke Zero. That's what they like. Cherry Vanilla Coke. Nobody likes that garbage. So, good try on attempting to get free advertisement, but f*** you for not listening. Love your eyes, guys.
What an advocate he is.
Yeah. Wow.
The guy who did the nice thing catching hell in the FOF line for being nice.
Yeah, you know what I
the
found?
Wrong drinks, but he sent us Max's.
You know what I found out after? What? Is that Fat Boy opened it up ahead of time and knew that that was going to anger me.
Well, you know what? He should let me in on that so we know what we're working with before we just open a box that might be boring on the radio.
That's why I taped it back up.
He didn't.
Could be something dangerous.
You know what? You have to trust my comedic judgment sometimes. How about that?
Yeah.
That's how brutal the FOF line is.
I'll tell you, we almost didn't open it on the air because we thought it might be boring.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't for me, so I didn't care if you opened it or not.
It's good for the show, though.
Yeah, the guy said...
You ain't.
I've been looking for, or had been looking for Cherry Coke Zero, and... the guy was trying to do a nice thing. Some would say he was just trying to get a free plug for his business, but he sent Cherry Coke Vanilla, a six-pack of it, in the mail, which had to be kind of expensive.
Well, you know, there was a lot of empty space in that box. I wonder what else was in there before Fat Boy opened it.
Oh.
Because
there was a lot of, empty space in there, and I figure...
If it
got shipped down from
don't
North...
Don't even start.
Let me finish. Don't interrupt. It's rude.
I'm going to interrupt the hell out of you.
No, you got to let me finish.
He never lets anyone finish.
You got to let me finish.
Girls.
No, okay. If it got shipped down, the drinks getting thrown around the box with the little flimsy box of masks probably would have smashed the masks in. So that means there probably was something else in that box the Fat Boy stole.
There wasn't a damn thing else in that box.
Oh, boy.
That's how stuff gets started, because you. Because you got to pontificate.
No, because you stole stuff. Who you on, we on the radio. Why are you on the phone?
You go to hell. I'm calling FOM. Look,
what number is it?
864-241-4318.
Go to hell, mine.
Get off the phone, produce.
Maybe he says.
Play that on next week.
Clorox wipes and toilet paper.
So, I mean, there was something else in there that we don't know what it was.
There wasn't a mother thing in that box.
You're making cuss. At this point, Fatboy's just going to cuss and try to get home early.
Well, he's trying to get home and start drinking liquor.
God. I really hate you guys, honestly.
Me? I didn't say it.
I mean, I'm the one being a dick, not Matt.
Yeah, but he's dick by association.
That's not true.
Well,
I'm not in any associations.
Come on.
Homeowners.
That's in Caitlin's name.
You gotta pay your dues.
This ain't the bit. It ain't supposed to turn on me.
There ain't a bit. You turned on me.
FOF.
You're the one stealing out of Matt's present box.
The FOF's supposed to be about you guys and other people. It ain't supposed to be on me.
Why?
That's the only thing I get. That's the only thing I get that's mine.
You get sports.
Oh, that's work. What did you do? There's a segment. You're getting your own segment. Sports.
Yeah.
Listen, the guy said it. I think I bit my lip pretty good that day. Y'all just laughed because y'all knew that I was probably upset that it was Cherry Coke Vanilla. But guess what? It didn't go to waste.
It made me
Paige
happy.
Paige took it home.
Thank you. I'm
After
happy.
2 days.
Yeah.
She drank them hot for 2 days, and then she finally took them home.
I did. Actually, all right. I'm grateful.
What? Okay.
Can y'all just get along and get on with it?
Well, Fat Boy stopped stealing out of the mail.
Maybe there were some more swear shirts in there that he took for himself. And a swear hat.
864. Go ahead.
It would have to be an envelope full of money for me to want to take it.
Well, who's saying it wasn't full of money?
Oh, there you go.
Who would send it?
Maybe the guy said, hey, they only had 1 6-pack of Cherry Coke Vanilla, but here's $100 to buy more. In ones.
Yep, uh-huh. Yep.
Uh-huh. I heard Fatboy was looking for $3 bills. Here's some.
They fell out of your pocket.
His picture's on them.
Yours. Your butt's on the back of it.
Listen, we're only halfway through the first half. That means we're going into the second quarter. Yeah. The FOF line.
Hey, Rise Guys. Good morning. This is Jonathan. I just want to say f*** everybody who thinks they can just bring their damn cars here when they're hot in hell and want their oil changed first thing in the damn morning. Just f***ing bring your car when it's cool. Thank you.
Well, what if they're on their lunch hour?
Yeah, I mean, people got to go when they can go.
Nine and I have been sitting at, we go to the same place, and we've been in line at like 10:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hot because I've been driving.
Yeah, I mean, I would say to that, honestly.
Wear gloves.
I mean, you should have got a job in air conditioning if that's what you wanted.
Get trained in handling hot oil.
Hot oil, yeah.
Can you not go to a school for hot oil? Like VCR repair?
No.
I'm pretty sure up under it on the commercial, it said hot oil.
They should have the under part where they stand under your car in that little cavern.
Yeah.
It's like a little oil cavern. They stand there. They should have that AC. They should have AC there.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of got to do these things when you can get to them.
Tricks of the trade.
We get our oil changed next. It's going to be like pee.
Oh, yeah.
They might forget to put oil in next time.
They're not going to tighten it up for you.
We'll notice real quick if they get to put oil in.
Put peanut oil in there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hell.
864.
I just put 6-quart of lube in his car.
241-4318. It's the FOF line.
Yeah, what's up, Rise Guys? I just wanted to call and say this is a bunch of bullshit. I'm tired of everybody just talking about every little thing. Like, you've got the COVID going on. We've got politics going on. All that is relative. The one thing that really pisses me off is you got all these businesses that have been tested positive, and you've got people that are still working there. And now you still want them to come back to work with people testing positive. If we would have done what we should have done in March and just stayed home for a month, we'd already be past this wave. People, it's not rocket science. It's common sense. Put on a mask, stay 6 feet away, wash your hands, don't touch gum on the ground or pick up something off the ground. If you do, wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't pick your nose. Damn, what the hell is wrong with people? You got a brain, use it. If you don't have a brain, do us all a favor. Move the away. Later, guys.
That's a good point he kind of made there. Uh-huh. Is, you know, with baseball, we're talking about that way early this morning with all that. One of the things in baseball they would do would adjust their crotch area.
Yeah.
All do the they time. Have to sanitize after doing that?
I don't know, man. I don't see them all wearing masks in the dugout. They shake hands. They bump fists. They're not supposed to celebrate after home runs.
Well, yeah. you want to know something else?
What?
All these mask mandates are not being enforced anywhere.
Mask mandates.
The mandate that you have to wear them when you go in restaurants, that ain't being enforced nowhere.
No.
Like, how could you?
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
You're going to ask somebody to leave after you've had months and not having money? Business?
Well, I'm talking about just from an enforcement standpoint, like outside enforcement. You can't.
I will.
Who's going to levy the fine on somebody?
Like, in theory.
The police that they wanted to fund.
Yeah, you can't do it, man. You can't kick them out.
No, you can't.
Because they'll cause a scene. And I don't know what legal rights you have.
I'll come back and burn your business down.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this may make me sound old, but I remember Bilo, where they had a crow's nest in Bilo with a dude with a shotgun.
Yeah.
And it would be at the front of the store in a crow's nest above even where, like, the bookkeeper and the people would tally up the money would sit. And he'd sit there with a shotgun. And you know what? Nobody stole.
No.
They didn't wait for the beeper to go off. He'd sit there and watch people. And if he even looked like they were stealing, he'd shoot them. Oh, you wouldn't shoot him.
No.
But he would. You'd see that gun there, and you'd know what? Hey, I won't steal from that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he shoots you for shoplifting, he's in a hell of a lot more trouble than you are, except you dead.
This is the 80s. It was okay then.
I don't think it was.
Well, then remove that from the podcast.
We in a good mood. We good.
Oh, jeez.
We're hanging out.
Why don't you steal this call instead of playing it?
We're hanging out and having a good time.
We're having a good time. We're having fun.
Two more to go.
Oh, yeah, but I put the heat on the back end.
Well, you usually
heat like
do.
Chinese lightning heat.
Yeah, I tried
oh, God.
I tried a new strategy. Usually, you know, try to put it on the front, get it out of the way.
Send this out on in a nice mood.
Yeah, it's two left.
If I get burned too hard on this one, I will leave and not come back.
What?
Maybe not ever again.
Well, if I get burned hard, I'll go home.
Actually, I'll go to the Georgia burn unit first.
Oh, my goodness.
We need to get one in South Carolina, by the way. Let me mention
that. Yeah, why do they get all our business?
Why do we not have a South Carolina burn unit?
Because they put it in Augusta.
Well, because that's where the experts are.
Yeah, well, tough blankie. But anyway, go, all right. Two more to go.
Yeah, are they both about us?
No, neither one of them are going to be.
I bet one of them is.
Mm-mm. I know him. 864.
Trying to figure it out.
241. It's like Rubik's Cube in here. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Nine, go f*** yourself. I cannot believe that you don't like to listen to the music that is awesome on the planet. You need to get a f***ing life. Guess what? I'm going to completely f***ing roast you this entire f***ing weekend and all f***ing next week. You will enjoy this. Have a fantastic day, Nine. Go f*** yourself.
It wasn't much of a roast.
Aww. No, you can't really get mad at that.
Well, he said he was going to do it all weekend.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to be coming up.
Going to stuff him in a crock pot.
Yeah.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted. Tomorrow's going to be fun because a lot of the unknown, a lot of frivolity, a lot of ooh.
Ooh.
Tomorrow, the once a month All Advice Show will be going down. All Advice Show. Yeah, that works too. But we don't wear it out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got something you need advice about or with, you can email us ahead of time, theriveguys@AOL.com. Do include a daytime phone number and a brief synopsis of
brief.
What it's about.
Please,
what your
brief.
Advice situation is about. Paige is going to rock you at work next, and then Fatboy, 5 a.m., Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live around 6.
Yeah, I think 6 work.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Be careful. God bless. Thank you.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.